due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I mean, no disrespect whatsoever, but when you left, nobody cared. When you came back, people cared even less. I mean, if you would have just lived up to all your hype, we wouldn't be in this situation right now.
Hey, this is Buff Bagel. I'm hanging out right now on the Pain Clinic. Check it out. Listen, or Buff will show you his stuff. Listen to it on 1280 WHTK. Listen, hot talk.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for March 22nd. Just one holiday today, folks. It's National Goof Off Day. My favorite. All right, real quick, birthdays today. Former AWA, WWF, and WCW wrestler Wayne Bloom is 56. I want you to know Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us for WWE's WrestleMania 30, pay-per-view April 6th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Road, hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's WWE's WrestleMania 30, April 6th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And if you're into UFC, April 26th, Johnny Bones Jones returns to UFC with fighting at UFC 172. We'll be down there, too, for that. Lots of fun will be had by y'all, but definitely come on down and join us for WrestleMania. And I got a studio full of people today. Let me introduce the cast and crew of the show first. I am the cash man, Richie Rich. I am here with the boy who grew up on the show, listening to the show. Now he's part of the show, and he does the Amherst broadcast, too. That would be the artiste, Rob Sanderson.
Good morning.
What's up, Rob, artiste? Can you hear me okay in there?
Yeah. We got you. DeTullio style.
DeTullio style, as they say. Another boy who grew up on the show, that would be Danger Boy, is joining us. Danger Boy, surrounded by a bunch of lovely ladies today.
It's a great day when that happens. And I couldn't grow up listening to the show because it wasn't on yet.
Yeah, it wasn't. That's right. But you were here when we were on. And of course,
makes me feel young. Thank you.
DC Dan Cole joins us too. DC, how's it going?
Not only are there lovely ladies, there's two big beefy men wearing matchy hoodies.
The twins. We got the twins in the studio.
It's messed up.
You'll see the pictures later. I guess
just go to our
Facebook.
Don't.
Joining
twins,
us,
Cashman.
Twins. Yes, you know, twins. Usually we have the double D's in the studio. Now we've got way more than that. So today, but I want to thank
twins everywhere.
Thank you for listening, folks. We got a lot of stuff to talk today. We're going to start off right off the bat. Talking about my favorite sport, legitimate sport, Rock City Roller Derby. And we're joined by, today we've got Karma joining us again. Hi, Karma.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having us.
Hater Tots joining us.
What's up?
I'm my fingers on the dump button. Don't worry.
Hey, I'll be good. I promise.
And Lethal Lorelei.
Hi.
Yeah, Lethal Lorelei. We haven't seen you in a while.
I know. Been busy.
Yeah, I know you've been busy.
Traveling the world and stuff.
So we got tonight. Let's talk a little bit about it at the at the Bill Gray's Iceplex tonight. We have, it's called Derby Nouveau. And yes, it is. And it's going to be, basically, we're going to see two teams. We're going to see the Rockstars versus the Ithaca Suffragettes. And then we have the B-Sides taking on the Ithaca Blue Stockings.
Yes, the two teams from Ithaca are coming to play our two teams. So it's a doubleheader.
It is a doubleheader.
Two for one.
It starts, the doors open at 5 p.m., first whistle at 6. Ladies, I'm so excited to have you up here again. It's nice. Now the travel season has started.
And actually, this is it. This is our travel season home opener. Yeah, so
technically, last weekend was your first bout travel season.
Yeah. The Rockstars headed up to Portland, Maine, where we took our first win of the 2014 season. First of many.
First of many. And
so we are now 1-0.
All right. Your unblemished record, as they say.
That's right.
You're leading the pack.
I'm trying.
You're leading the pack, so very cool. Now, you know, now Hater Tots, you're on the B-side.
Yes,
you got
sir.
The Blue Stockings tonight.
Yeah, buddy, we're ready.
You're ready for the Blue Stockings?
We're ready for them.
And my hand's on the dump button still, so.
Okay. I'm really ready for
them. No, you see, I've been watching the scrimmages the last few weeks, and I think you ladies are ready, and I'm very, very excited for tonight and everything. But, Laurel, I've been meaning to ask you, how was we didn't get a chance to talk to you about the World Cup stuff. You went to Germany.
Yes, Team Germany played against Team Belgium. Sadly, we lost, but it was a great game.
You had to fly across that pond called the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
And you had to, and you played for, now, how, did you communicate, do you speak German?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I guess there'd be a problem if there wasn't.
Well, it's funny because all the girls actually speak English on the track, because it's like, it's an American sport.
Okay.
So even all the ref calls and everything is in English, and the coach was actually mad at us because he wants us to speak German, so we have an advantage, but it's really hard to convert over to English, so.
Sure.
Or German.
Well, especially if everyone understands English. Very cool. So, but you lost. It's unfortunate. But it was still, the experience had to be something, you know, something special.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to skate with, you know, other teams and stuff like that.
But now you're home. And mm-hmm. and you're back here, and you
ready
know, and
kick butt with the rock stars.
And I mean, I was looking at the schedule. We got some you know, the next few months, like April 12th, the next one at the Iceplex, when you guys take on Providence. But you got every month. You guys got a bout here, a home bout, as well.
Yes, we do.
But tonight, Ithaca is your focus.
Yeah, it is our focus. I think they're ranked two above us, so we really need to take this win.
And you guys are nationally ranked.
We are nationally ranked.
Yes, and actually, did you beat a team last week above you in the rankings?
Yeah, we actually did. Thanks for noticing.
It was Maine.
218 to 195 was the score.
Very cool, very cool. So, yeah, for those of you who haven't been to roller derby before, you got to come out to this. This is so much fun. And like I always say, I think every time you've been up here, I say that if you get the suicide seats and a derby girl lands in your lap, you get to take her home.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Like in
I'm
baseball.
I'm not going to commit to that.
You know, like
depends
in baseball.
Depends on the girl, I think.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Yeah, you'll send another team's girl.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Well, you can take an Ithaca suffrage at home with you.
Well, yeah, it would probably save them with their budget. They wouldn't have to pay for a hotel room. You know, we're just doing them a favor.
Single guys, remember that out there, okay? But, no, that's a joke. It's like in baseball. Ball goes in the out. You get to keep it, you know.
Save it.
Yeah, so no,
it's a little bit.
It's a little.
But yeah, you know, we're real excited. And if you've never been there before, it's a lot of fun, and there's lots of things going on. You've got commentation going on. You've got Chuck a Dog. There's a lot of sponsors that are involved
with
it.
People give us things to give away at the Chuck a Dog halftime event, and I don't know if I can plug these people.
Go ahead.
Really? Well, we have a gift certificate.
As long as they don't sell pizza, it's okay.
Well, there is a pizza place, but you're probably going to like that place.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But we have Bearshire Restaurant, which is out on West Ridge Road in Greece, and they have a fantastic fish fry every Friday night. So if you get the chance to get out there, go, and you may win a gift card from them. There's Rock Pinups. There's Voodoo Monkey Tattoo, which actually, he's here in the studio with us because he followed me here from breakfast.
I'm not kidding.
Isn't that
amazing? There's like about 10, 15 people in the studio.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
Also, the Record Archive, Crossroads Coffee, Java's, La Casa, and Salvatore's.
.com. All right.
And also, we have, XL Athletics that just joined on to be one of our sponsors. So that's pretty cool.
Isn't it? So there's a lot of people behind this, and it's a lot of fun. And I don't know if the listeners out there, we've got quite a few listeners who do call in for whenever you get free tickets. So they must really, some of them definitely enjoy it. And I definitely enjoy going out and watching because it's athletic, you know, there's athletic, and it's not what I grew up watching when I was watching roller derby
exactly.
as a kid. The fake stuff on the incline tracks and, you know, the storylines and the coaches fighting each other. Though that would be kind of cool if that happened, wouldn't it? If the coaches start brawling.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that because the stigma behind roller derby has that stuck to it where, you know, people are like, oh, I used to watch that. So you go around punching girls in the face and, you know, I like to say I only do that outside of roller derby when someone says the wrong thing, not during a bout.
Please don't punch girls in the face. That's not cool.
I really don't. I'm kidding.
Unless you're a girl, then. I guess you can do that and everything.
But I just want to add, too, that if you don't win a ticket, when you buy a ticket, part of the proceeds go to a local charity here in Rochester, the Mary Cariola Children's Center. So Buy the ticket. You're donating to a really good cause.
I think we've emphasized that in the past, that Roller Derby is a nonprofit organization, and all the profit, anything they make from ticket sales that's above and above cost goes to the charity, as well as you have the soaps. If you want to bring a sample soap.
If you bring a sample size toiletry or even a full size, you know, it doesn't matter what size it is, but they're called sample soap because they started out with the travel size from hotels and stuff like that. But then they donate them to the homeless shelters and the battered women shelters. And if you bring something to donate, you get a ticket and you could win again another prize.
And I guess we're honored today because not only do we have the three ladies, but we also have a referee in the studio.
We do.
What's his name? It's not Chucky, because I said that the other day and it got me in trouble. Trucky.
Here, let him introduce himself.
Yeah, why don't you squeeze in there for a second?
It's Trucky Windpants III.
And he's going to be. I've seen you before. You're one of the. You're probably the tallest ref of all of
them.
Yeah, and because I can see your fingers when they're on top of your head, and that's kind of important for some of the things that I might be doing there tonight, like, you know, keeping statistics. But have you ever traveled before, Mr. Truckee?
Yeah, I've been out to Buffalo a couple times, mainly just in New York, just in the state. I haven't traveled outside of the state, but later in the travel season, we're going out to Canada and just other parts of the Northeast, so excited to travel the team and ref those bouts.
Very cool, very cool. And I know that, and you're fairly new at this, I think, maybe within the last year?
Yeah, I'm coming up on May will be 1 year.
And your past experience is like playing hockey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're an expert at going backwards. That's my hardest part, is I just cannot, I can't envision skating backwards. And I mean, maybe it's because I can't, but you know, I mean, I could learn maybe someday.
Start somewhere.
I know, you know, I'm gonna have to. Someone told me to go on Craigslist and buy some skates, and then you know, that's the first start, you know, and then.
I just like to say I played like ice hockey, ice skated my whole life, and I think roller skating is so much more difficult. So props to everybody doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
Why don't you come out and give it a shot one night?
I will bust my other ACL.
Yeah. He does. He knows that he limps, and he also tends to wear the same clothes as other guys too. So.
It's killing me.
Well, you got folks. You'll see the pictures later, and we're going to talk with our other guest, Super Beast, in the studio. The twins are here today, but we're talking Rock City Roller Derby. It's tonight, folks. 5 o'clock. The doors open at the Bill Gray Central Play. That's in the back parking lot of MCC, kind of.
You can see it from 390.
You can actually get right off there, and it's like a hop, skip, and a jump, and you're in the parking lot. And that's where all the bouts for the travel season, this travel season, will be at home, right?
Correct.
Yes. I hate to say it, but I drove by the Dome the other day, and I saw all these RVs sticking out of it. And it's like, so obviously it's still being used for something. But
you see those through all the grass growing through it?
Yeah, the grass growing.
We're not really going to talk about that.
It makes us sad.
No, it does. We like
so
the Dome.
So let's move on. Actually, can I take this opportunity to give a shout-out to my beautiful children that are listening?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, Roan.
How can
Hi,
I stop
Ella.
You? You're in the other room.
They're gonna be at the game tonight. They're not here with me today.
Yes, we've gotten pictures before. They've been up here before. Yeah. Hello, kids. How's it going? Anyway.
Make sure you go down and feed the dog today before I see you. Thank you.
Okay, very cool.
I love you.
So this is our first home. This is the first home bout of the travel season. You guys have got to be super psyched. I mean, did you guys sleep last night?
Not really.
No. Yes. Yeah. Two no's and a yes. And I mean, how all the bruises healed up from the bout on the road last weekend?
The bruises never ever heal.
No.
They just continuously.
Derby love, right?
Right.
Ouch, Derby love.
Lorelai's missing a finger.
All right, so we got to go to break, but we're going to give some tickets away right now, right? Tickets away to the bout tonight. I want to reemphasize, folks, one more time that it is tonight. Doors open at 5. It starts at 6 o'clock. The technical address of the place, if you want to be, you know, want to put it in your Google map or something, it's 2700 Brighton Henrietta Town Line Road. Technically Brighton, in the back parking lot of MCC. And that's at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. Tonight, we will see the Rock Stars battle the Ithaca Suffragettes. And I actually got a song to go to break with. I thought you'd probably, I don't know if you really know this artist much, but it's a man named David Bowie. The song's called Suffragette City. So I figured it worked out pretty good. But that's tonight. You'll see the B-Sides battle the Ithaca Blue Stockings. I want to thank you ladies for coming today, and we'll see you
so
tonight.
Thank you so much, Rich.
You are so welcome. Oh yeah, one last thing. Caller 12. Caller 12, the tickets are yours. 222-1280 star 1280. You get two tickets tonight to Rock City Roller Derby at the Bill Gray's Iceplex. You heard the address. We'll be back after these most important messages with TNA's wrestler Rob Terry. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Jerry, I see that look in your eyes, but I got a good feeling Daniel Bryan is not coming to save you, because the Shield always does what's best for business.
What I want to do is inform you that as a lone liaison of the Carter family, our business relationship is terminated.
Oh, you don't say. I could have told you that, because, see, that's not coming from you. That's coming from me, because I got everything I needed out of Aunt D, and now I kicked it to the curb, because I don't need her anymore.
Now, you may have big problems with Daniel Bryan, but you've got bigger problems with me. I mean, who the hell do you think you are, giving that Billy Goatface troll the opportunity to be in my match, my main event at WrestleMania?
And he didn't get to see what you become. Are you going to cry again? Let me tell you something. I'm pretty sure right now, I ain't here to fight. I'm pretty sure right now your dad is looking down from heaven and looking over and thanking God that he's dead.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Hey, you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Thank you, Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Welcome to back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man and the whole cast and crew. And, man, what a crazy segment that was. Wait, you got to check out our Facebook page for the pictures later today. There'll be tons of them. But right now we've got the special interview. Rob Terry's coming. He's coming to Niagara Falls next weekend to do a sports expo. And we got him on the phone right now. Joining us is a former TNA Global Champion who's in Niagara Falls 1 week from today, Saturday, March 29th, at the Niagara Falls Sports Expo. Let's welcome Robbie T. You may know him better as Rob Terry to the Pain Clinic.
Thank you very much, Richard. I appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're going to be signing 10A to 5P next Saturday. I want to thank you so much for the time. Now, you're in Japan right now.
Am indeed.
Yeah. How long have you been there?
I've been over here just over a week now, and I got another week left. Every month I come over here with sort of a working relationship that Impact Wrestling has with a Japanese company called Wrestle One. So the last 4 months, I've been extremely lucky that Jeff Jarrett actually asked me to come over the first time in November. And, you know, it was a great success. And ever since, they've had me back pretty much every month. So it's been absolutely great.
Very cool. They just had a pay-per-view over there recently with TNA guys on it, right? And that's where Sonata won the X title, right?
Yeah, they did. It was a great success and a great show. And it was really good to have TNA with Wrestle One over here in Japan.
It's nice to see your friends, too, because we haven't seen you on, you haven't been on TNA since maybe back in June of last year.
Yeah, it's been a while, but, you know, I'm really enjoying my time over here in Japan, and I really, really can't wait to get back and Impact Wrestling and cause some trouble there.
Yeah, we wonder when do you have any plans anytime soon to be rejoining TNA?
I don't know exactly yet, but because I'm pretty much full-time over here in Japan, there's no doubt in my mind that I'll be back as soon as possible.
Cool. Now you
wrestling over the next couple of months.
Excellent. Now you grew up in Swansea in the UK?
Yeah, Swansea, Wales.
Swansea, Wales. So who, growing up in Swansea, Wales, who was who were the big wrestlers that you were fans of as you were growing up?
You know what? Like as a kid, I mean, I was a fan of wrestling from a very early age. And I was a fan of just so many. I could name about 20, 25, 30 wrestlers. I was just so into it, you know. Some of the major ones that really stood out to me was maybe Hulk Hogan. The Undertaker, you know, the larger than the life sort of characters, if you like, you know what I mean? The Ultimate Warrior. But a lot of the guys as well that had the big physiques as well, they really stood out to me a lot more. Although obviously they somewhat of an impact on the way that I looked upon myself and how I should look. So I was really into training sport as a young kid, and then I sort of developed and went into bodybuilding as such. So I really kind of looked up to the sort of bigger physiques in professional wrestling.
Cool. Now, you got to work with Hogan down in TNA for a while. What was that like working with one of the guys that you idolized?
It was really great. You know, he was such a good guy. You know, gave me some great advice. Was really approachable, you know what I mean? He's just a really good dude. I got a lot of good things to say about him. He's a really nice guy.
I enjoyed your work with Robbie E. I wish it would have lasted longer, though. I mean, I kind of dug the Robbie E and the Robbie T. You know, I thought that was funny, and you guys were doing some good work.
I had some good times there, and I had some bad times there. You know what I mean? Putting on those sweaters every week was so painful. I can't tell you how painful that was for me. But, you know, he loved it, and no matter what I think and whatever feelings I have for Robbie, he's an extremely talented wrestler. And that's what I can say about him.
Yeah,
know?
We've always
he's
wanted to be.
He's just got a bad dress sense, that's all.
Sure. We've always wanted to be on the list, so and actually the guys of the show, we had him on Robbie a few times, and it's like my buddy on who does a show with me really wanted to know where he could get a sweater like that, and it's like I said, are you kidding me? He's like, he loved those sweaters, but yeah, maybe it's good.
Every week he'd turn up and he'd have a different color for me, and he'd be like, hey man, you know, this is it, you're gonna wear these. I'm like, oh really? But I don't know where he got them from, but he kept on bringing them out.
Cool. Now, you came to America after being signed by WWE and then sent to Florida Championship Wrestling Developmental. What was that experience like going down there? I mean, immediately coming to America and then being shipped down to Florida.
Yeah, it was surreal. That's what it was. It was pretty surreal to me. Obviously, I was involved in natural bodybuilding before I got into professional wrestling, but I had tried to get into wrestling from the UK. But it was really difficult for me because I really didn't know the channels that I needed to go through, so I went to a few wrestling schools before I came to America, and they were horrific. They were so bad, looking back at what I know now. And then, of course, when I came to America, I didn't realize how hard it is to be a professional wrestler. There are so many things that go into training and everything else, character development, I wasn't aware of when I got there that it was kind of almost all these things hit me at once. But if anything, it showed me exactly what I wanted to do and that I would be relentless to pursue this career as much as I could, you know what I mean? So it was a great opportunity. I got to meet some great people, got some great advice, and really showed me the way as to how I would conduct myself and keep going forward.
I know you immediately started working with Nick Nemeth or Dolph Ziggler, as we know him now in WWE. Was that a lot of fun being his bodyguard and doing, you know, working with him down there?
It was tremendous. It was a lot of fun for me. I had a great time, and he's you know, I mean, extremely talented individual was back then, and so he is now.
Now you were released less than a year after you'd gotten there. Did you ever think about maybe going back to England and just giving up on it, or did it just drive you harder, you know, after they did that?
No, not really. I mean, like I said, it really showed me what I wanted and to be relentless and not to stop. And that's pretty much what I did, you know. I was fortunate enough after that I went to Kissimmee, Florida, where I trained with Team 3D Academy, and pretty much what they did, they filled in all the basics there, and they were great coaches and teachers for me, and it wasn't too much longer after that I got signed with Impact Wrestling.
They're very cool. So you would give them the thumbs up if someone was looking for a school to go to?
1,000%. I mean, people ask me all the time, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know when I was in the UK doing my natural bodybuilding, you know, how do I get into professional wrestling? People ask me, I must get like 20, 30 emails or messages every day on social media, and people say, hey, I need advice, how do I get into professional wrestling? My advice, and a lot of these people, they've never even wrestled before either, you know, they just want to try it out. So my immediate contact back to them is, you know, go to a wrestling school that is legitimate, you know what I mean? And one of the only schools that I'm aware of right now is Team 3D Academy, you know what I mean? Team 3D Academy, or, of course, OVW as well, Ohio Valley Wrestling. They're probably the two legitimate places where you can get a good foundation of professional wrestling to maybe move on and get a chance with a major company, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, that's good advice for you kids out there who want to be wrestlers, because I get asked that a lot too, and it's like, you know, you try to point them in the right direction. You know, there's a good one. We'll remember that from Rob Terry in the future. That's where we go. But when you first joined TNA, it wasn't long after actually your release from WWE, you immediately became part of a faction with Magnus. Did you know him before TNA? Did you know any of the English guys who were in TNA now before then?
No, I didn't. Not on a personal level. I believe I'd seen Magnus on TV once or twice when I was in the UK, and obviously he was on the new series of Gladiators. But it wasn't really until I turned up at TNA, I pretty much met him and Doug Williams straight off, and we got on great, you know what I mean? Three Brits, I mean, pretty much how can we not? We kind of hit it off straight away. And formed the British invasion. So
sure, and I mean
that was a good time.
Yeah, and Doug Williams is a legend. I mean, we've heard about him for years in America when he was still just over in England, and then we finally get him over here in Ring of Honor for a while, and then he comes to TNA, and I actually got to meet him at one of the house shows, and it was a real honor because I mean he's got such a great history. And did he help you at all? Any good advice from Doug Williams down the line there?
Absolutely. I mean. I remember when I first started TNA, I would try and pick these guys' brains as much as I could, you know what I mean? Because like, I had so much experience, and I knew that. So I would try and, you know, get into their mind as much as possible and just ask them questions continuously. I probably annoyed them when I first got there because I'd do it all the time.
Well, you know, you get to those long car trips and stuff, you got to talk about something, you know?
Yeah.
Now, what was it? What did it mean to you to win that global championship in Cardiff? I think about 20 miles from where you grew up.
It's really people ask me that a lot as well, and it's really hard for me to sort of say how it felt, because you've got to imagine that was about 45 minutes away from where I exactly lived in the United Kingdom, so. I had like bus full of friends, all my family were there, my wife was there at the time, and all I can remember is when I had the 1, 2, 3, no one really expected it, because Eric Young was the champion at the time, and as soon as I won, I was kind of in disbelief myself, and I remember the place just erupted, and it was a feeling that it's really hard for me to ever put into words. And I just remember that day was so stressful for me, because we all got off the bus. I was nervous because it was pretty much near my hometown, and obviously Cardiff, the capital of Wales. It was a big deal, and I got off, and I remember they say, okay, you've got interviews with like 3 or 4 TV stations, and I was like, oh, God. It was a crazy, fast-paced day for me, and a day that I'll never forget.
Yeah, well, definitely. It's like one of those notches in your belt in the wrestling world. I'll let you go here. I got just one more little one. You're going to be in Niagara Falls Saturday, March 29th for the Niagara Falls Sports Expo. And are you going to check out the falls while you're in town?
Absolutely. You know, I've never been there, so this is going to be the third time for me. I believe I get in Friday. And one thing I'm going to be doing is doing some sightseeing as soon as I get there.
Yeah.
So I can't wait, and I look forward to that. And I look forward to meeting each and every single person there that comes to support the event. So I look forward to that very much.
Very cool. Well, the falls are one of the 8 wonders of the world, so you definitely got to check them out when you're in town. I want to thank you for the time today. I can't wait to see you March 29th at the Scotia Convention Center. Thanks for the time, Robin. We hope to see you on TNA Impact real soon, sir.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Thank you very much.
Don't forget, that's next week, a week from today, March 29th at the Scotia Bank, the Niagara Falls Sports Expo. And thank you so much, Rob Terry, for coming on. gentleman, as always. He's in Japan right now, so you got to figure out the time difference.
A bunch of hours.
Tomorrow.
It's the future. It is definitely not today there, but he was more than a wonderful guy for coming on and joining us. But we got to go to break. I want to come back the next segment with in studio guest, another one. That's correct. It's Super Beast, the Pier Six World Heavyweight Champion, and his twin, the artiste. And
it's messed up.
Let me figure out what song we're going to go to break with.
I have a good one because during the interview I was talking to the twins here and they informed me that I could look all I wanted but I can't touch.
All right, give us a comment or question. We got some news ahead too, man. We've got a lot packed in this show. I want to thank the Rock City Roller Derby for coming up here. We got three of the ladies as well as a referee. And that was a lot of fun, as well as Rob Terry. We'll be back with Super Beast and talk about Pier 6 Wrestling Show this Sunday, March 23rd. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
The cloak of that.
We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you.
Hey, enough. All right. Get off him. Hey, this is not what I want. This is not what I want. Let him go. All right? This is not what I want. You guys just need to back off. I mean, after all, you're not even real cops.
What? Who's this?
And besides... I'm really looking forward to doing this myself.
Wait a minute, you gotta be kidding me!
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Bang.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. This is a Super Beast theme at Pier 6 Wrestling, I believe. We saw the mid-card play them into the ring at the last TV tapings with us. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm the Cashman. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, the artiste Rob Sanderson, who is a hockey guru in town, as well as Danger Boy. We got John Crespi on the phone, Super Beast in the studio, and you are listening to us. We're going to talk wrestling.
Miley's on the phone.
Miley's on the phone. Do you have a question? 222-1280 starts away. Let's talk a little about Pier 6 Wrestling Show Sunday night. What are the exacts, Mr. Artiste?
Well, the show is a 4 o'clock bell time tomorrow at the Italian-American Community Center. That is off Frank Divino Way, which is off Manitou Road in Gates. 3:15 is when the doors open. Tickets available at the door. I believe it's $15 GA, $10 for kids, $20 front row if any are left. I don't know if there's any left at this point. But, four episodes of Pier 6 Wrestling Saturday Night Shakedown will be taped tomorrow. Which, of course, airs Saturday nights, technically Sunday mornings, 1 a.m. It's really confusing to say. But it's on tonight at 1 a.m. You can see the show and then come out and see 4 episodes taped. Super Beast will be in action defending the heavyweight title. I will be managing him, and not much else matters, really. I mean, that's probably why you should come out.
We'll probably wear the same clothes, too.
We're not going to wear the same clothes tomorrow, no.
I think we should.
Doesn't the manager and the wrestler wear the same clothes?
No.
No?
No.
At all times.
I'm going to make sure that does not happen.
He's in his next match wearing one of my other
things. See, the beautiful thing about a TV taping is when you're taping multiple episodes, you bring multiple outfits, so I will make sure that does not happen tomorrow, because I'll have extra outfits ready to go.
Yeah, well, it's fun watching you guys in here today, though. That was
I'll also be hosting Amherst at the same time.
You got to plan these things ahead in advance. You got to, like, say, are you wearing the purple one? Because I'm going to wear the other one then.
Well, it's tough because obviously, like, there's a lot of people that have this Pier 6 hoodie
I think this is going to be a complete jerk move. I'm sorry, but I think of Grimace when I'm looking.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, you know, McDonald's, it's on my head. But
better Grimace than the hamburger.
So who are? Yeah, really. Who are you? Hamburger looks like a referee, doesn't he? Got the stripes on.
That's referee Jonathan Ash.
No, hamburger has more personality.
He's got to wear that. Wow, he's got to wear that big bandolero hat or whatever. You know, you got to be careful pulling those things out there. So Super Beast, you've been the champion now for what we're saying now, a couple months
now. Man, I got the belt from Rick Matrix back in August of, August of 2013 is when I won that belt, and I've carried it proudly around my neck ever since.
I was just like to say, fair and square, that was too.
It was fair and square. 1, 2, 3.
It was. And I think, was Jonathan Nash involved in that too?
I don't remember who the referee was. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but every challenge you've had, you pretty much dumped on.
Oh, you know, without a doubt.
Went over. And who you're wrestling on Sunday?
I do not know. My intentions are just like last. I'm going to show up to the building, see whoever I feel is worthy enough to go against me, and I'll just destroy whoever wants to step into the ring with me.
All right. So we get like a lineup of people, and you're just going to pick one out of it, right?
Exactly. If somebody actually wants to wrestle him.
Yeah.
No.
Hendrix. There seemed like a few that were willing to throw their hat in the ring, I guess, at the last show. You got a few guys out there who, you might put up a good fight.
A hybrid Sean Carr who super kicked me.
That's right.
My neck is still killing me from that.
I know. I can't believe you're still wearing that.
And it's messed up because the crowd went absolutely nuts when that happened. And I just feel disrespected that the community of Rochester would cheer me getting hurt like that.
They remember your interviews from pre-peasant times.
Yeah.
Everybody,
Well,
we're kidding. But you still, I think it is. If you just take off that collar, that rubber foam collar that keeps your neck still,
I might not get as much brace.
Yeah, I know you do have to brace it. But you said you're doing an Amherst game tomorrow too at the same time.
Amherst pregame right here on Sports 1280 WHG at 2:30. So.
You have a busy.
You can tune in to me on the Amherst pregame while. Pier 6 is getting ready as well. It's going to be a busy day, just like yesterday, though. So
yeah. You did. Yesterday was crazy. You did TV, and then you ran back here to do the pregame.
Yeah, I did a TV game, which I believe is being replayed on Time Warner Cable Sports Channel 1 today, if I'm not mistaken. But the game was at 4 o'clock. It went into late stages of double overtime. So the game went until about 8 o'clock when, of course, I was supposed to be on the air with Amherst pregame at 7 last night. So that was interesting. But thank you to everybody for... at the station for being understanding and helping me out with that. It was difficult.
And they said, you have no problem making the wrestling show, though. No, I'm kidding.
It's a lot of conflicts.
Yeah, it's on very early in the morning. Well, we guys were really psyched about coming out for that on Sunday.
And just imagine, I mean, obviously we talk about Super Beast, but first time ever meeting between Big League John McChesney and Jay Freddy, which I think is a match on the independent scene. From two guys from kind of totally different areas, have never been in the ring before, but I think it's probably something that could be in a match of the year candidate, aside from, Super Beast dominating his opposition.
Well, yeah, whoever that may be. Are you going to pick like a little referee or something to beat up, maybe?
Yeah. Beat up some fans.
Beat up some fans.
Full of good kids out there.
They do.
And those kids, they're busting their humps every day trying to get ready. So maybe one of them will step up and maybe one of them will get a good shot.
Get a little lesson taught. Yeah.
A little lesson taught. Well, yeah. So you're obviously trolling for the booze then when it comes to who you're picking. Well, I guess we'll see that. We'll see that tomorrow. How many episodes are you taping?
Four episodes tomorrow.
No band this time?
No. I don't believe so. No, yeah, four episodes. It'll be I know last show went a little longer with the five episodes, so it's been tuned down to four this time, and it should be a really really solid card. The opening match was announced. It's a triple threat, number one contenders for the tag title between the Rich Kids.
I like the Rich Kids, by the way. I do. I think they were like ripping on us. I was laughing the whole time.
From
funny.
The mean streets of Pittsburgh, New York.
Pittsburgh, New York. Yeah. they're the ones who boo people, right?
Yeah. they've got quite a I like the Rich Kids too. Yeah. Team CK, Sean Carr and Cage. Of course, Sean Carr still should hear from my attorney.
Yeah. If he'll be able to wrestle or not, he'll. know by the time, you know. Will there be a restraining order?
We'll see. And then third team's Frankie Feathers and Steve Gage teaming up for the first time. So big opening match, but it should be a lot of fun tomorrow, 4 o'clock. And was that?
Nothing.
Is Facebook notification?
Something like that.
Somebody wrote on Rich's wall. He got poked. I hope he got poked.
No, I don't.
Can you still poke people on Facebook?
I think you can, but I don't poke anybody.
I know you couldn't like 2004.
Yeah, that's right. But any other names we might know on the show? I mean, those are good already. I mean, that's well worth the price of admission.
Well, spoiler alert, that the number one contender tag team match, the winners of that in a later episode will take on the tag team champions, Punisher Van Slyke and Kevin the Man Graham. You've also got Brandon Thurston taking on Eric Aminon. That's also a first time ever match. Jordan Lennox, the television champion, will be there. Joe O'Connor, the Young Guns champion. A list goes on. Studley, Steve McKenzie, Ivy Green, Killer Kumpf, Kendall James, Fenway. Tons of guys on the show tomorrow. Should be a really fun time. And I love that venue.
Okay,
for wrestling,
I have one question.
Yeah.
Killer Kumpf, the tag team he's in, Buffalo Bad Boys?
Well, they were the Buffalo Outlaws, but they, as of the last show, they no longer can tag after losing the.
I was going to say
losing their rematch.
So they have nothing to do with this three-way starting the show.
No, they're not allowed to tag anymore. So
you better watch out because I would not be surprised if you had mysterious mass wrestlers coming in. You know,
had a wrestling show.
Yeah. You never know.
Never happens.
Never. But I enjoyed their match last show. I enjoyed Lila. Enjoyed Eric Aminon's match. That was a great match. There was a lot of Steve. What's his name again? Steve.
Steve Studley. Steve McKenzie. Steve Gage. There's just a bunch of Steves.
Who's the one with Ivy Green? I forget his name all the time.
Well, Rocco Perelli was out with Ivy Green.
Yeah. Sean Carr. It began with us. I'm sorry. Sean Carr, yes.
But the bar will be open. There's beer specials. I think there's wine specials, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know.
The Rich Kids fans will be happy.
Draft specials and then concession stand will
be
open.
Is there Brandy specials?
Very cool. Super Beast t-shirts at the merchandise stand.
There's only a couple left.
Hey, we got to go to break, and I want to thank you guys. Thank you, Mr. Super Beast, for joining us. We're going to be back with you in the next segment. We're going to talk a little news, though, because we really got to talk some news. Oh, you want to give away tickets? Let's give away a pair of tickets right now. Don't say the Pain Clinic never gave you anything if you win, okay?
What if you don't win?
Yeah, if you don't win, I'm sorry. Try again.
We gave you our Sartre voices and our dorsal tones.
222-1280. Star 1280 is the phone number. Caller 12. You get a pair of tickets to Pier 6 Wrestling's. What's the name of the show again?
P6W Live.
P6W Live. It will be tomorrow at the Italian American Club. Out off of Manitow, I say, because you can see it from Manitow. So,
and obviously, if you can't write all this down, Facebook, look up the Pain Clinic. It's all right there.
Caller 12, you get a pair of tickets. 222-1280, star 1280. Keep trying. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK. Down early on, or maybe in the later round. It's no different to me. If you tap out, cash out, or simply pass out for three. Because you face that.
The triple threat match is going to be Batista and Randy Orton and me.
This is the fallen angel Christopher Daniels representing the prophecy. And the gospel according to me says you are listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the Artiste, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Super Beast. John Crosby is manning the phones and you. What a packed show. I love it. I love it when I do all this prep and we never really use half of it because we had so much more to do. It's like when JB played phone roulette with us a couple weeks ago. Wasn't that fun? He gives us Magnus. He gives us Velvet Sky. Velvet Sky. I could have talked to her for a lot longer. I listened back to it. Yeah, I could have. She called me sweetie or whatever. She must know me.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah. And then, Velvet Sky's a she.
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Oh, okay.
call me sweetie, I'm hooked.
Yeah, well, I was hooked. I shouldn't have to say anything and I was hooked. But welcome back to the show. I want you to know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Light Empire, Culver. Join us for WrestleMania 30, April 6th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. It starts at 7 o'clock. Just got news out that they're doing a 2-hour pre-show. So that means it would start at 5 o'clock, right?
Yep.
5 p.m. 5 o'clock, and it would go to 11. If they're going to carry the whole pre-show, which I'm assuming they will, I'm going to talk to them before it happens, so we'll find out for sure before the date. But they're doing a 2-hour pre-show.
It's available on WWE.com, WWE app, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, and Feed. I don't even know what Feed is.
Feed is the pay-per-view. If you're buying the pay-per-view, yeah. So that's going to be, if you're buying the pay-per-view, you can tune in at 5 to start. They're doing interviews. They're doing, they're having panels. Can't get enough panel.
No.
Sorry.
It's time for more panel.
Time for panel.
Yeah. Sorry. You can't get enough panel. But yeah, there's match on. There'll be matches on the undercard. And it sounds like pretty cool. I think it sounds pretty cool. A lot of people say they're going to be exhausted by the end of that show.
I'm telling you, we just need to set up our time for tailgating.
That's true. Tailgating.
I'm in.
Tailgating in the Salvatore's parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll order a pizza out to our cars.
Yes.
They might let us in. You know, they may say, why don't you come in? It's a lot more legal. But, yeah, that's pretty cool. But we're going to be there. Don't forget, it's April 6th. We're going to be there. Get there early. You get a seat. It's going to be packed. A lot of great pay-per-views. Every pay-per-view this year, and actually the last one last year, have just been great. Great, you people have been coming out, and I appreciate it so much. And you know, there's never a cover charge for a pay-per-view. I mean, a WWE pay-per-view. If you go to UFC, there's $5 if you're a guy, but it's always free if you're a girl for UFC. So somehow they like girls better, and I can understand that. But so let's talk some news while we got a couple minutes here. Actually, we don't have as much time as I think. So real quick, Mr. T is in the Hall of Fame. I pity the fool who don't want Mr. T in the Hall of Fame. What do you guys think?
That fool was Mr. T for a long time.
Yeah, though. Mr. T didn't want to be in there, and then he just changed his tone on Twitter that day. So
that World of Warcraft residual money's not coming in anymore.
That's right. That's right.
Not Mr. F. Mohawk.
Yeah, not F. Mohawk. Mr. T.
I hope he's honest in his acceptance speech.
Is it getting better? I mean, because everyone says this is a very weak Hall of Fame year.
I thought this is a great Hall of Fame year.
I've been hearing it's a weak. A lot of people say it's a weak Hall of Fame. So, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not crazy about Warrior going in.
What about Lita? I mean, they have to put a woman in. They have to. I mean, I like Lita a lot.
No,
you know?
Lita deserves to go.
I mean,
in.
She's
Paul Bearer getting in, I think,
it should have been automatic. Should have been last year.
Paul Bearer should be the number one guy.
But again, can we preface this Hall of Fame class by just reminding people that Coco Beware is in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, and Coco Beware has always thrown everything off. But I don't know if they need to put 7 people in every.
Can we call the edge test
there's still another. There's still another name to be announced, I believe.
Well, don't they usually save a big name for the last one?
I don't know.
To drive up those sales on the WWE app.
Yeah, today is the last day you can get the free sample. So
Jake does deserve to be in. Jake deserves to be in. Paul Bearer deserves to be in.
I feel bad for Carlos Colon because his announcement got announced on SmackDown.
SmackDown. Yeah,
if you look at overall body of work, he deserves to be in. If you're going as a wrestling Hall of Fame, but he wasn't really.
He's like one of those guys. None of these kids are going to know. A lot of like the Vern Gagne's when he went in, and some of these other names. Nobody's going to really know who these guys are.
Then you hear the Vern Gagne stories, and it's awesome.
Yeah, Vern Gagne has some
10% of your money for the rest of your life. Got you in.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you can be arrested. That's what Ric Flair. I mean, Ric Flair was a guy underneath him. He told the story. You got to hear it. But nevertheless, Mr. T's in. He's in the celebrity wing. I can't think there's too many other people who go in the celebrity wing. Maybe Betty White someday.
Shaq.
I thought Shaq might have gone in this year too. I was getting a feeling that they were moving.
He still got to wrestle that match against the Big Show.
That's right. He owes him. So so we got that going on. Then this Monday night, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Joe Mangiello. You may not know him. He's on that, what's that show?
True Blood.
He's on True Blood. He plays a werewolf, I think. I'm not sure what he plays. I've never watched it. But I know that he played Flash Thompson in the first 3 Spider-Man movies. He also was in the Marine 2 with Mr. Anderson, or Mr. Kennedy. He was his buddy of the movie. And actually, they're friends now because of making that movie together. I know that they still are friends. And he's going to be there. And he's in the new Arnold movie. What's it called? It's on here.
Sabotage.
And I've seen ads everywhere for that.
No, but if people don't know who he is, be optimistic, though, because he is a big wrestling fan, and he has some killer impersonations of wrestlers.
Oh, very cool.
His Macho Man and his Ultimate Warrior are fantastic.
He's big, too. You see this guy. He's gigantic. I mean, he's good, definitely. And, you know, I've actually had some Twitter interaction with a guy before because I wanted to have him come on at one time, and he was into it, but I just never followed up on it. But he seemed like a real – follow him on Twitter. He's a nice guy. You know, I mean, he's like, you know, and he was in that the Mad Mike or whatever, the dancing, the stripping movie. What's it called? Magic Mike.
I like that. Oh, he knew the name.
Right off the bat.
I was forced to see that.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Forced. I was not forced.
Some other news. Some
Did
real
you
quick.
Guys go in matching hoodies for that, too?
No.
The next piece of news, Ronda Rousey. I don't know if you saw this footage this past week. But Ronda Rousey put up a video of her working out in a wrestling ring against one of her UFC. She's got like these three girls that follow her, and she calls herself the Four Horsewomen. She's saying she's available for WrestleMania 31. So Ronda Rousey has thrown her hat in the ring.
I'll wrestle her.
Yeah, well, I think she'll wrestle a woman. I don't know. Maybe get China. That's kind of a technicality too. So if we, you know, if she wrestles China. So Ronda, I'd love to see Ronda Rousey in the WWE. I think that would be fantastic. I mean, she's looking.
What is Gina Carano doing?
Gina Carano's supposed to be coming back for a fight in the UFC too against Ronda Rousey. So
really,
Ronda Rousey said she would go up a weight class to take her on. So that's some really neat news. John Cena is in negotiations to be in a Judd Apatow film called Trainwreck. So maybe they'll give
Aptly
him some
name.
Yeah, maybe he'll have some sort of mysterious injury that'll keep him out for 3 months, and then he'll be back. And not that I'm ever claiming that these injuries aren't real, but sometimes they aren't.
I believe that movie written by Dolph Ziggler's ex.
Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer. So, and I love Amy Schumer. Her show starts I think next week on Comedy Central. Again.
Very dirty.
Yeah, not for kids, please. But I want to get out of here right now. I want to thank Super Beast. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck with everything tomorrow. Be nice to people. I want to thank the Rock City Roller Derby Girls, Karma, Lethal Lorelei, and Hater Tot and their entourage. It was really cool having them in. And I want to thank Rob Terry for coming on the show. And we'll be back next week. I'm sure we'll have all sorts of shenanigans planned for that.
We're going to put 30 people in the studio next week.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get any more. You'll see pictures. Just go to our Facebook. Be friends with us on Facebook. You'll see all the massive pictures. And I want to thank you for listening. Check out our Twitter, pain_clinic on Twitter. We will see you all next week. Oh, our webpage, thepainclinic.net. You can listen to all our old shows there. We will see you next week. Thank you guys for making it. And we are out of here.